Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Joseph Sternberg is here. Joseph is a political economics columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He's based in London. He's also a man who knows to enjoy the parks of London. And for a year, he's walked and talked about those parks as a measure of the recovery of the morale of London, and meaning all of the British Isles. Joseph, first of all, the weather is gorgeous in the East Coast of the United States. A little cool, a little rainy. How has it been in London? Is it warm yet? And are people out in the parks in great numbers with masks or without masks?
It was warm on Saturday. I mean, we are actually in the middle of an unusually dry and sunny April, and you better believe people are taking full advantage of that, especially now that we're allowed to do outdoor dining and beer gardens at pubs here in England. And so I think that, you know, definitely I was out quite a bit over the weekend with some picnics, meeting some friends in parks, going for a long run. And there's definitely a great enthusiasm to get out there and take advantage of this outdoor life. No masks outside. It is not required here. You only have to wear them when you are indoors. And, you know, I think that, again, it's the sun is coming. The days are getting noticeably longer at this latitude now. There's a sense that the health situation is improving thanks to the vaccination program, and, you know, the people chomping at the bit to get back to their normal lives.
Hyde Park. Have you walked in Hyde Park, Joseph, over the time you've been in London?
I have enjoyed walking through Hyde Park quite a lot. It unfortunately is not near where I live, but it is within a long walking distance, and it is quite pleasant, and it is really very central to the life of London, you know, in terms of the number of people who will go there, even if it isn't near them. So I think that, you know, it is definitely very culturally significant.
Well, they're called bats, but the fancy name is common pipistrelle. The common pipistrelle, which is originally from North Africa and South Asia, is said to dominate the Hyde Park in the evenings, scooping up all the mosquitoes and all the unattractive bits of being outside in the summertime. Have you ever seen the bats in Hyde Park? This was all new to me, and I went skimming through London media, and they're clearly enjoying the naturalism of your parks. So will you go to Hyde Park and look for bats for me, Joseph? Is that something you can be assigned to do?
I have not seen any bats in Hyde Park. And after the year we have had with the coronavirus, which they think started with bats, I am not particularly enthusiastic to see them now. But, you know, there's this broader point here, which I think people in London do have a real appreciation for, is that, you know, the parks are important not just to the social life of the people who live here, but London, you know, very unusually for a city of its size, has a vibrant natural life too. And it's always good to see these signs that that natural life is continuing to function in the middle of one of the world's great cities.
Yes, let's talk about going back to work. There is rumor, well, it's headlines, but you don't know what it comes to, that the masks will be gone by summertime. Does that mean that the office buildings are returning to, say, a mixed staff? Does that mean the tube is returning to a mixed population? Do you see more traffic on the streets in London?
Yes, I think there's definitely more traffic. There's definitely more ridership on the tube over the past few weeks, especially as we moved into the new phase of easing the lockdown and people were no longer legally required to stay at home as much as they had been before. And I think, you know, just anecdotally talking to people, I hear that a lot of companies are now really starting to think seriously about what returning to the office will look like. And there will probably still be a certain amount of working from home here, but also a lot of people who will be anxious to go back into their offices to be able to collaborate with their coworkers again in that kind of environment instead of all virtually. And so, you know, there is this real process of trial and error that is going on. As people kind of reemerge and figure out what things are open, what aren't, what kind of office arrangements they will feel comfortable with. But I do think that there is a real excitement that we are now at a phase where you can even think about those problems, whereas it just seems so premature to be worrying about any of this before.
Yes, the question is Britain ready to return to the before? And what I've learned here, Joseph, in talking to people in the United States, there will be a new normal, but it will not be before. We've changed in some fashion. Maybe it's the hybrid office. Maybe it's the remote working. It might even be what you identify as higher prices, higher wages, more competition for labor. So my final question is, we have a labor shortage here. We do not have enough workers for the jobs that are now available. Do you see similar reporting either in Britain or on the continent, a labor shortage, people at home or people who don't exist for the jobs that are now reopening?
Well, there is definitely a labor shortage in some industries within the UK. In fact, a pressing problem right now is a lack of skilled tradespeople who can do those kitchen renovations or replace those roofs or do any of the other home refurbishment projects that people have been really keen to get going on over the past year. So, you know, definitely concerns about labor shortages and rising prices there. Now, but again, that is a function of the economic reopening, and I think that it will be a while before we can talk about having that kind of problem in the rest of the EU, because they're going to have to figure out first how they can reopen.
So what you're observing then is that it's a tale of two economies. There's the continent and there's Britain, and the three economy that would be the U.S., and we're not all moving in the same direction. Is that a fair generalization here at the end of April?
Yes, and I think that people need to understand that that is a pretty unusual situation because, I mean, it's been the case that, you know, sometimes often the U.S. would grow faster than Europe and the UK would go. But oftentimes, I mean, they were all growing at the same time, even if they were not growing at the same pace. And they would all experience recessions at the same time, even if those recessions would be at different depths. So it's kind of a very unusual situation that we have right now where they are falling out of sync with each other. And I just won't even venture a guess about what the consequences of that might be the longer it persists, because it's kind of unusual that it would happen that way.
Yes, it's safe to go outside again in London. However, we've mentioned India. That is not solved. We've certainly mentioned the question about the winter coming on, the change of seasons. That is not solved. But for now, the bats of Hyde Park are the irony I can offer. Joseph Sternberg, the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He is based in London. He writes political economics. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase